is enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Monday, Monday. Oh, yeah. Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Monday, the 19th of August, 2019. Hopefully, you had yourself a wonderful weekend. We'd love to hear about it or maybe what you got going on right now. Looking for the first caller of the day. Hopefully, it's you. 833-563-2539. If you call us right now, we can see what's up. Check in with you. 833-563-2539. Also, Twitter and Instagram. It's Radio Now AM Show. Our Facebook page. We do some topics on there, too, that you can be part of. Maybe you're a little shy for the phone, but you're a keyboard warrior. Hey, us, too. Just search for Radio Now, whether you're in Indy or in Houston, Texas. Got myself Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston. My weekend was exciting in Indy. We had some crazy storms last night. I didn't lose power during those, even though they had like 60 or 70 mile per hour wind gusts that knocked over power lines and trees. But I lost it during the middle of the day. This is at 3 o'clock. I'm like, oh, okay, there goes my AC. Guys, I thought I was going to die. Honestly, the scariest thing I ever experienced. But
and that was right after we played disc golf, so you were all hot and sweaty.
I just got out of the shower, so I was like, okay.
Why did it go out, do you know?
I do not know, and I was kind of like too lazy to call the power company, but I could hear my neighbor, because they were like cutting the grass. Another person came over, like, hey, you lose power? And I'm like, okay, good. It's not just our house.
Right.
They'll take care of it. They'll call the energy company and get it fixed. So that was pretty much that. And my wife was gone all weekend. She went up to Michigan for a bachelorette party. And boy, I've got to get some stuff cleared for the show. I'll probably talk about it later in the week. But my wife apparently cannot do bachelorette parties anymore.
Why? Uh-oh. Oh, no. Did she get sick a lot?
I don't know. Six the word, but I don't know if she remembers any of the party. So, and there was a very expensive charge on our credit card.
Oh, no.
Hundreds of dollars.
No.
Swear to sweet baby Jesus. And we will talk about that probably tomorrow. I got to get that cleared because I do have some rules I have to follow in my household. But
right.
That was my crazy weekend, just a bros weekend hanging out, and that was nice. Got to meet a lot of people in Broad River. And I was chilling out there. So it was pretty fun. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? How was your weekend?
I had a super busy weekend. Not surprising. But yeah, it was just super busy. I had a lot of stuff planned. I had a lot of things that I had to get done and do. And yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, prep for my upcoming Cycle Bar audition.
Did you have the test already or no?
No.
It got
okay.
canceled again?
So, yes. Well,
I think
so
Liv's making this
thing
up when she wants to leave. She's like, I gotta
no,
go.
I'm not.
I have to
I'm
audition.
Not. I was supposed to audition on Friday and I went there and I had to pick a new song because the song that I originally picked for my 80 to 85 RPM was too long. It was a 5-minute and 30-second song. And they were like, that is way too long for an audition. Like, no, I'm not going to let you do that.
So Liv had song issues outside of song in the day with being the proper category.
Yes. So I had problems with that. So I had to pick a new song. But then when I pick a new song, I have to rehearse with that song to make sure I have the beat down, to make sure I have exactly when I need to cue in and everything like that. So by the time we finally picked a good song for me to do it to, the lead instructor was like, I have to go pick up my kids from school. I'm so sorry. And I was like, no, you're totally fine. Like, your kids come first. So I couldn't audition then. Yeah. So I've been like trying to prepare for that. I'm like stressed about that, but I also had so much to do this weekend. So yeah.
I had a pretty good weekend. I first of all, I have to take my jacket off. Joe, look at my outfit.
Wow.
That's the exact outfit you're repurposing you wore on Saturday night.
I do. I think the thing I like the most are the kicks, but I mean, they all look good.
Yeah, so
you little skinny mini you.
Me and Liv went to H&M on Friday night and went shopping, and we bought two outfits, and I absolutely love them. And then I went out with a new friend on Saturday night. And
what do you mean, like hangout, or is it a date?
Whoa, you're just going to throw that out there? I don't know. Yeah, sure. Maybe you could call it a date.
Okay, good, because that's what I thought it was, and I want to talk about that later in the show, because I have some questions, concerns, okay.
And this
comments.
Is what I wore, and I love it, so I felt great. And then, Sunday disc golf, I did absolutely terrible, but whatever.
Yeah, he had his worst outing of his life.
Oh, my God.
He shot like 33 over.
So do you get frustrated in that, or do you just kind of laugh
it
off?
I think at one point, I started to get frustrated, because I had a couple good putts that kept dinging off the basket, and then that really makes me mad.
He swore at a church.
Okay, I was going to ask you, like, curse? Do you stomp your feet?
Maybe. I felt like after hole 10, I was just like, whatever.
Whatever.
All the
cares?
Above. But it's like a church where you actually go to, and I don't think they appreciate you saying the Lord's name
Sorry.
The way you were saying it.
I know.
Lenny Bree, apparently you're a big deal. I think we saw you on your Instagram. You made some big screen time over the weekend, Mr. Hotshot.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Houston legend. My first Texans game, we got pretty turned. The tailgate was awesome. I got super drunk right before I walked in. And everybody was so friendly, so I got this whole vibe of, like, I could just scream at anybody.
What?
So we were, it was like dance for your dinner. And all my friends were like, get up and dance, Lenny, you can do it. So I started doing my move where I just like cha-cha.
Ooh. And,
he's doing it right now. You can hear
it. I was totally doing it.
You can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, and bam, I'm on the Jumbotron, and everybody's like, Lenny, you're on there. And it says, contestant number two, you won, but I didn't hear that. I thought I won, so I went and stole the prize from some little kid.
Oh, it's okay.
No, you weren't actually contestant number two.
No, but I have the prize right now, and I'm debating if I should make a video like, hey, kid, come claim your prize, or if I should go enjoy this $200 dinner.
No, you keep it, dude, because I saw the video, and here's the thing. I like little kids, but just because you're little doesn't mean you deserve something in life.
And
Lenny
honestly,
earned that.
I think, if anything, when you're older, you deserve it, because you're like, what, 21, 22, with real-life struggles, with bills, everything like that. That six-year-old does not have a worry in the world.
But to be fair, as far as food, Lenny's covered for life. He's got a Chick-fil-A black card. So, I mean,
give it to the kid.
I'll get out of here, pork chop. Whose team are you on? All right, do you have that video saved anywhere?
Yes.
All right, send that to Live the Web Girl. I want to put that up on our Radio Now AM show Instagram so people can see and maybe they can decide how good he was. That was fun stuff, though, over the weekend. How was yours? You can check in 833-563-2539 and be the first caller of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The Friends monkey, Marcel, is set to return to TV. The monkey actually is a female and named Katie, and is set to start in the new FX adaptation of Brian K. Vaughan's graphic novel, Why the Last Man. So the monkey, Katie, rose to fame as Marcel, the beloved sidekick to Ross Geller on Friends. I think that's super, super funny and cute. In a new promotion for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Khloe asked Kim what kind of work she's doing with Paris Hilton. And Kim talks about Paris's music video, Best Friend's Ass. And she also talks about their friendship and their relationship.
I really would want to do anything for her. She literally gave me a career. And I like totally acknowledge that. I'm trying to get everything done.
No, I know.
But I would drop it for her. Because
I'm just saying
that's important to me, to be loyal to people.
It will go a long way.
I think that is super, super sweet. DJ Mark Ronson and SoulCycle have canceled their upcoming event at Webster Hall. Mark was expected to DJ the Sound by SoulCycle concert on August 27th, but in light of the backlash surrounding the billionaire boss of Equinox and SoulCycle's support of President Donald Trump, both groups thought it was best to cancel. So a rep for SoulCycle said, "We will no longer be hosting our Sound by SoulCycle concert with Mark Ronson on August 27th. The cult fitness company has invited its instructors to teach a community free ride to no charge to support a cause of their choice. In light of the controversy where boss Stephen Ross organized a fundraiser in the Hamptons for the president, both SoulCycle and Equinox issued statements separating themselves from Ross's beliefs and his fundraiser. Equinox also announced it would be donating $1 million to 5 different charities.
See, here's my thing. Like, I get, like, if you don't want to, like, donate money to something because the head person, like, the owner of it, at the end of the day, they support a cause you don't agree with. But then again, what about all the other people that work there that are affected underneath of it? It's like, okay, you're going to boycott it or not use it. What about, like, if Liv works there and she has a different agreement than the owner?
Right.
Or a viewpoint.
Right.
So I get that, but it's like, it's a slippery slope about what you're doing because it affects a lot of people.
Right. I mean, if anything, they're just donating like crazy right now to try to like get ahead of this, which that's not a bad thing either, you know?
Donate to me. I need some money.
Juicy J took to social
media. Yes! I know what you're
going to say. That 3-6 Mafia is returning after a long hiatus. He wrote, 3-6 Mafia reunion tour. He also shared a poster for the upcoming tour. Tickets on sale Friday, August 23rd. The tour, dubbed The Return of 3-6 Mafia, will feature Juicy J, DJ Paul, Gangsta Boo, and Crunchy Black, along with special guests DMX, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Project Pat, Lil White, and LaChat.
Oh,
how excited are you, Joe?
I am beyond excited. Last time I got to see Bone Thugs and Harmony was a long time ago. And I cannot wait.
Yeah, when I
all those
honestly,
other artists too.
When I read this, I was like, oh my gosh, Joe's gonna freak out.
Liv the Web Girl, thank you so much for the garbage this morning.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Yeah.
All
right. Monday motivation, sharing some positivity with you. I'll start out this morning. Grant Riviera is a superintendent of a school district in Georgia, and he's in charge of about 9,000 students plus another 1,200 employees across 11 different schools, so that's a lot of people. He recently got a bonus, 10 grand. Hey, I'll take that. But instead of keeping it, he's donating all of it to pay for his students' college applications. The average fee is $43, so it's enough to cover over 230 applications. About 500 seniors in his district are set to graduate this coming spring, and he expects around 200 of them to apply for college. But if all 500 want to apply, he says he'll pay for all those applications too. And any money left over will go towards field trips to in-state college campuses to kind of visit them and check them out. And any money left over from that, he's going to, you know, donate on to other kids that do that. He hopes to inspire more students to focus on their future. He said, quote, "I want them to believe in themselves as much as we believe in them." That's a cool superintendent, not just collecting a paycheck, but actually investing in the students and the kids. And that's motivating for sure. Liv the Web Girl, what do you got today?
Okay, so mine is about this 6-year-old, Aiden Quezada, and he's getting help from his mom and his younger sister to make these fried chips, and he sells some kind of like lemonade stand style.
You already got me. I don't care the rest of the story.
I know.
You
to
got
members
me.
Of the community. And he does this so he can raise money so he can buy school supplies to low-income students.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Right. So his mom shared with him this year that, you know, there were some students who couldn't afford school supplies and afford, like, the things that he has for school. And this really upset him. So he found a way to where he can raise this money to help those students of his that can't afford the same thing. So they're his favorite snack, him and his 4-year-old sister, Chloe. And they're these like pinwheel crisps. So she orders the chips online and then she and her children fry them themselves in this organic canola oil, which I love. Yes, organic. And then they add spices to them. And so she said, the mom said that Aiden and Chloe, the 6 and this 4-year-old, do majority of the work. They're the ones with gloves on, putting all the spices on the chips. They're the ones bagging the chips. They're the ones being the salesmen to their community when people walk by to try to sell them for them. So I think that is just so cool. Just a 6-year-old being able to like wrap around that, like there's people that have not as much as he does. It's just so cool.
That is a great story. Liv the Web Girl, thank you. What about you, Pork Chop? Monday motivation.
There was a bartender in Canada. She was just working her normal shift, doing her bartender thing, talking to her patrons. And she was talking about how there's a wedding she wants to go to, her brother's wedding. Except, remember I said she's in Canada? Well, her brother's in Australia.
Ooh, that is not a cheap flight.
Yeah, so some random guy overheard and was just, oh, hey, like, I'm just curious. Like, what's a ticket run for from here to Australia? And she's like, oh, I mean, it's $1,500, but it's whatever. It's okay. She's like, I'm going to save up and hopefully go see him the following year. Next thing you know, That guy left a $1,500 tip.
Dang. What?
Now she's going to go see her brother's wedding in Australia.
Wait, that's amazing. Oh, good for her. What a good guy.
I would have been like, you know what? Put it on my tab. And then I would have never paid my tab.
But, oh, no.
Wow, those are some great stories this morning, guys. We appreciate it. Hey, we'll put a swipe up link on our Instagram so you can check them all out. Just search for Radio Now AM Show and give us a follow on Instagram. Joe's Need to Know News. Let's get into it because we got a lot to talk about. A Houston father let his daughter drive a car, ended up killing a man and a dog.
Police say Thomas Mejia Toll let his daughter get behind the wheel of a Ford Explorer and drive in their apartment complex parking lot yesterday. She apparently hit the gas pedal too hard, ran into a man who was walking his dogs. The man and one of the dogs were killed. The dad charged with criminally negligent homicide and endangering a child.
Obviously, nobody intended for that to happen, but it's just like, oh, what were you thinking? Obviously, you weren't, right?
I just don't understand that. Like, I thought it was I thought it was a big deal when my parents, like, let me drive around a parking lot when I was, like, 16 before I had my full license. And that's 16 years old. Like, a 12-year-old, there's a reason why there's, like, a license age requirement in place.
Liv shouldn't even be allowed to drive right now at her age. I mean, no, but sad. That girl probably is going through a lot, too. So thoughts to her and the family that has affected that man and the dog that passed away. Wisconsin family, this is another reason why don't like to eat lettuce, even though Liv lives off of it. A Wisconsin family found a live frog in their store-bought salad, and the store and company confirmed that it's possible, this stuff happens. Of course it can. Simple Truth has apologized, but here's the family talking about it.
I'm across the room, and I hear a shriek.
Oh, my God, it's literally alive.
And a thud, and my brother looks at her and goes, Mom, why is there a frog in the salad? Holy moly, this is happening. I'm thinking, one, what the heck? How did that get in there? And two, that is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, that's normal, and at least it was alive. Would you rather have a dead frog or a live frog? I'd rather have a live one.
I'd rather have a live one, but either way, I'm not eating that salad.
Oh, for sure. Another reason not to. All right, they've kind of canceled the Facebook event where we're going to go see them aliens in Storm Area 51.
Wait, they did?
Yeah, the guy canceled it. Doesn't mean it's still not going to happen, but there is something, if you're in that area and you're looking for some love, there's an alien-themed brothel. It opens near Area 51. The Alien Cat House is a legal brothel and has opened in Nevada close to Area 51. The Alien Cat House offers sci-fi enthusiasts alien abductions, theme rooms, along with traditional services. Pork chop, check this out.
And any kind of kinky stuff that you want, from spankings to probings, they're available right in this room. So-
Oh my gosh.
I'm okay, thank you.
You don't want a probing?
No, no probings.
Wait, that's
spankings.
So funny.
We are a destination resort as well as a brothel. We have karaoke, we have free Wi-Fi, we have all kinds of...
Wait a minute. Free Wi-Fi and probings? Sign me up!
I mean, they hit the marketing jackpot on this.
Things for you to do because people come here and they stay because this is a sex vacation resort.
Hey, man, I don't knock it. To each their own. That's not my thing, but very interesting. All right, on a serious note, I think this is really, really cool that this is happening. The federal government hopes that 988 will make the National Crisis Hotline easier to reach. They also hope it will help reduce the number of suicides. Right now, the National Suicide Prevention Line has a 10-digit number, thanks to logic. People at least have an idea what it is. That number is 800-273-TALK. An FCC chairman says that they intend to start the process to make 988 happen, but it's expected to take months. But I think that's genius. Out of all the stupid stuff that happens and laws and things that are made, I think this is great. I don't even like the FCC because I've gotten in trouble for stuff I've said on the radio, but...
Good for them.
I just think this is really, really cool. So something to look out for in the future. 988, hopefully in the next couple of months, will be the new number for the suicide prevention hotline. And I just think it's a really cool story I wanted to share with you right there. And I really like this song. I really like that song. And finally, this is a photo you have to see. We're going to put a swipe up link for you for Joe's Need to Know News on our Instagram story, Radio Now AM Show. A 23-year-old man cut his hair for the first time in 15 years in order to join the Army. He ended up donating, guys, 150 inches of hair to Locks of Love.
Oh, my. 150
Liv,
inches?
It's like cousin it, but a dude, you've got to see.
What?
I'll show you the photo, and I'm going to put it up on the Need to Know News blog in just a second. It is incredible how long this guy's hair was, and he cut it to go into the Army. So available online at just search for Joe's Need to Know News. Song of the day, your chance to vote. Simple how to do that, 833-563-2539. You can also, like by calling that, you can do our Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show, and you can text the word song, S-O-N-G, 52140. The theme today was actually suggested by you, actually a listener. Her name is Natalie, and she sent us a DM, Radio Now AM Show. She's like, you know what? What if you guys did a category, maybe hype songs that you listen to on your way into an interview, because I guess she had an interview and she was really nervous, but she put on this song and ended up getting the job. This is a good song, guys. It cannot be used today. Eminem, Lose Yourself. But I can see that right there, trying to land that interview. All right, so let's go around the room here, and we will share the songs we think are best to hype you up before, you know, you go into an interview and do your thing, trying to land that J-O-B. Let's kick things off this morning with Liv the Web Girl. Liv, what is your song?
Okay, so my song is a very pump-up song. It's like, you know, basically about someone just rising up and killing it and letting people hear that roar of yours. My song is Roar by Katy Perry.
And you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion, cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar.
All right, if you want to hear that song as the hype song you listen to on your way into an interview, it's Liv's song, Katy Perry Roar. You can text SONG to S-O-N-G. That's to 52140. You can call right now at 833-563-2539 or vote on our Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show. All right, my song today, hype song that you listen to on your way into an interview, I would have definitely went with that Eminem song. That is a great choice. But another one is kind of a rap song. This guy is crazy as he is in the news, and we always talk about him. He always makes banger songs that just get you pumped up and hyped up. And this one's almost a throwback. I got to go with the song, which I guarantee would get you an interview if you listen to it today, and that would be Kanye West, Stronger.
So go ahead, go nuts, go ace. Especially in my pastel on my page. Act like you can't tell who made this new gospel, homie. Take six and take this.
Haters.
That don't kill me.
Can only make me stronger.
I need you to hurry up, man.
Oh, I got hair on my arm standing up. It's not because it's cold in the studio. If you want to hear Kanye West Stronger as the song of the day, you can call 833-563-2539. Vote on our Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show, or text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Last but not least, producer Porkchop, what are you bringing today?
My song is from 2005. I was a junior in high school. And I remember when me and all the neighborhood kids wanted to play football outside. We needed a song to hype us up and get us ready. Oh, we would play football in the snow, like in December, so it's super cold, and we gotta get pumped up. And my friend Sean made a CD, and the number one song on that CD was this one right here.
This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name.
Ooh, good choice. That's a Fort Minor, remember the name. That's the rapping guy from Linkin Park, his own little side project right there. All right, if you want to vote for Porkchop's song, remember the name by, I almost said Fortnite, Fort Minor. They missed out on their name by that much. You can call 833-563-2539. You can vote on our Twitter poll right now. It's available for 5 more minutes, Radio Now AM Show, or text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. A quick recap of all the songs that you can vote for right now. Liv had Roar by Katy Perry. Myself, Joe, I had Stronger by Kanye West. And Porkchop had Remember the Name, the theme. This is what you're voting on. Was a hype song that you would listen to on your way to an interview. All right, phone calls are coming in. The text and the Twitter is working. The votes are being calculated right now. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Song of the day. Today's theme was submitted by you. By the way, if you have any more, please, we like the ideas. And to be honest, we kind of run out of them. So if you can give us a theme for Song of the Day, that'd be awesome. Send us a DM on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. The theme today was submitted by Natalie. She suggested, how about a hype song you listen to on your way to an interview? Because it got her a job. She listened to Eminem's Lose Yourself and got the job. So congratulations to Natalie. Now, with that being said, the theme right there, these are the songs that we chose today. Live the Web Girl went with Katy Perry, Roar. And you're gonna hear me roar. Myself, Joe, I went a little old school, Kanye West, Stronger.
Haters, that don't kill me, can only make me stronger.
And Pork Chop went with Fort Minor, Remember the Name.
This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will.
He's adding up all the votes and the different ways to vote if you're kind of jumping in late. You're like, oh, I can't believe I missed it. Well, you can do it tomorrow. We do it via Twitter poll. That's one way. Radio Now AM Show. You can vote there. You can also call us, Old School Radio. Actually, calling in 833-563-2539 is our number for that. Or if you like to text, it's really easy to save the number 52140 in your phone, because that's what the number we use. It's a text number, 52140. And text the word song, as in song of the day, S-O-N-G, to 52140. And we take all those, and each vote counts equally. Pork Chop is counting it up. We just got our last phone call. Okay. Do you have it or you need more time?
I do have the results.
Okay.
But.
Ooh.
There is a tie.
Oh, no.
There is a tie for second and last place.
Wait.
Oh, he's being a D-bag right
now. So it's a three-way tie?
No. He's saying that he means that there's a clear winner and the other two suck.
Well,
second and third is 28% and 28%. That is Joe and Liv.
He only does this when it's him. Like, what a tool.
With 40,
like, I have such a great song. It 40, is so awesome. Everybody voted for me.
He is the worst winner in the entire world.
Come on, I'm trying to make it intense.
So
hey,
angry.
With 43% of the vote, Pork Chop is the winner, please. And thank
you.
Wow. Okay, here's your Song of the Day
also,
winner.
Also, LOL that he was a junior. I was literally in, like, fourth or fifth grade at this time.
Here is your Song of the Day. It's Fort Minor. Remember the Name. Congratulations going out to producer Pork Chop, your winner today for Song of the Day. The theme was songs that get you hyped up on your way to an interview. If you are heading in for a job interview today, hey, go kick some butt. You can do it. I know you can. If you need a reference, Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, we're here for you. Honestly, who do you want? Liv, Pork Chop, myself, Joe? We'll reference you. I don't know if it'll be a good one, but we're totally here for you. All right, today is a special day. I didn't have time to mention this in Need to Know News, but today, guys, do you know what it is? Very, very special day.
No.
I looked. I already know what it is.
Are you excited about today?
I am. I'm passionate about what the national day is today.
Hey, guys, it's me, and I just wanted to remind you that my favorite food is potatoes.
It's National Potato Day.
What is this?
Potatoes.
What?
Potatoes.
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 Potatoes. I'll eat them all day.
Is this Liv singing?
Yes.
Potatoes. I'll eat them all day.
Wow.
I wish it was me.
Potatoes. She eats potatoes, he eats potatoes, I eat potatoes, we all eat potatoes.
Oh, what a good song. National Potato Day.
I love that song.
A new survey came out, and I want to see how you guys feel about the starchy friend of ours, potatoes. How do you like to eat them? They gave, like, a bunch of top ones, and now I'm getting hungry. Like, would we all agree the best way to eat a potato is a French fry? Is that, like,
yes.
The number one, like, French fry? It's got to be, like, a McDonald's fry, right?
Not a McDonald's fry.
What?
But, I mean, I like them. I like them, but I've had better fries in my lifetime. You've got to understand, I love fries. I've tried fries all over the world.
Then what's better than that? Because, I mean, I don't get paid to say that, but I think everybody, it's a world standard that the McDonald's French fry is, like, the number one fry in the world.
I agree.
So there's this restaurant that I used to go to in Louisville.
Okay.
Where I went to college. It's called Hopcat, and it's, like, a brewery. Like, I mean, they just have, like, it's like a tap place,
I've heard of
basically.
It. It's a Michigan-based place, but they spread across the country.
And they have really good fries.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, fries are definitely the best, but mashed potatoes are very close. Honestly, a good kettle-cooked potato chip, fire. Absolutely fire. I love hash browns. I mean, I just love potatoes so much.
833-563-2539. You can sound off on your spuds if you'd like this morning and let us know, like, you think the number one, I guess, way to eat a potato, pork chop.
I actually had a brand new way to eat a potato over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
I was working at the steakhouse, and the chefs made us something. It was like a baked potato cut in half, but then they like dug out all the inside. And so you got like a hollow, like little boat.
Uh-huh.
And they filled in the boat with like mashed potatoes, sour cream, bacon, and cheese.
I think that's just a double baked.
All mixed together. I mean, I'm just saying it's new for me.
That sounds crazy. Yeah, I never heard that either.
And they mix it all together, like to the perfect mix, and just throw it back in the potato boat. Holy crap. So good.
You're getting like a little food boner right now. That's
I know.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I've had that before. I think that's good. A baked potato by itself, standing alone, I think is underrated. But when a potato can be baked so many different ways, it's hard to put a just regular baked potato high on the list.
It's so hard because like potato chips could be number one, but I also want to put on there tater tots. I think a good tater tot, can be one of the top three, like if you had a top three ranking of the best way to have a potato. Because I mean, French fry, those are iconic. Potato chips, everybody likes potato chips, some kind. And there's so many different ways, like salt and vinegar is one of my favorite chips, which I know some people can't stand, but
barbecue.
I love that.
Barbecue.
But I could also, guys, like on a weekend, have some hash browns and just smother them in ketchup. And I could eat a whole thing of them.
And even when you bring up the topic of hash browns, there's so many different ways you can do hash browns. You could do it like McDonald's ways, you know, where it's like almost like a little potato cake.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also, you know, the strands, like the shredded potato.
Mm, home fries, right?
Yeah, but home fries. But also home fries can also be the little just nuggets.
Oh, the little tots.
Okay,
yeah.
Like it can be so many different ways.
I'm not a big home fry fan. I feel like that ruins potato. Also,
oh, I love home
fries. You want to know how you're going to ruin potatoes? What are they? Are like the cheesy potato? No, not cheesy potatoes, but they're like
are the cubed ones.
No, it's like a it's like a casserole kind of like.
It's a scalloped potato.
My mom used to get me so excited. We're like, we're having potatoes for dinner. Then I see that, I'm like, oh, mom, I'd rather have dog food.
Scalloped potatoes is definitely last on the list. But you had to pick between that and like something else. It's still good.
Ooh, you know what? Good one. Last minute addition here. What about potato salad? Totally forgot about that.
Oh,
I'm in.
I'm in for some potato salad. And not a lot of people know this, but potato salad is dairy-free.
What?
Because it's used with mayonnaise, and mayonnaise is made with egg, not milk.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now I'm hungry and my mind's been enlightened. Live the Web Girl. Thank you so much.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chad Johnson, the former Bachelor in Paradise star, you know, the one that would eat like all of the deli meat and got kicked off after the first episode.
No, but that sounds like I could have been on The Bachelor then.
Well, he has gone on a Twitter rampage, and no one from Bachelor Nation is safe, including Colton Underwood, Sarah Harone, Dean Ungler, and Nick Vile, and literally so many more that he's already gone after. Well, no one knows exactly what sparked this like recent outrage against his former co-stars and also people that he has never even filmed with. Chad is certainly not holding back. It appears a 31-year-old reality TV personality has weighed in on Blake Horstman's complicated love triangle with Caitlin Miller-Keys and Christina Schulman. Earlier this week, Nick Vile chimed in on The Bachelor in Paradise star's romance, and that's what first kind of sparked Chad, and he responded to Nick, and then he has not stopped going after everyone from the franchise. Lil Nas X is helping out a Georgia boy named David with Lyme disease. David was diagnosed in 2018, and it is wrecking his nervous system so bad that he can no longer walk across a room without assistance. His family estimates that his medical bills will cost them around $20,000 in 2019 alone. They started a GoFundMe page to help them with the funds, and David's friend decided to tweet at Lil Nas X as kind of a long shot try for some help. She tweeted at the rapper telling him that a boy that attends the same high school Lil Nas X graduated from is very sick with Lyme disease and his family is struggling with the payment. Lil Nas X tweeted back and said that he would pay the remainder of the $20,000 that has not been donated yet. So Lil Nas X alone will be donating $13,000 to this family that he's never even met.
What a good dude.
I know. Love it. Cardi B was asked if she would ever run for office because of her interest in politics.
I'm into politics, but, you know, I'd rather leave that to somebody that, like, they're really into it. I'm passionate about it, but it's just, like, I need somebody that is, like, you know, I'm focused on so many things.
She knows where her lane is and where to stay. I like it. Cardi B also commented on Jay-Z's new deal with the NFL.
I think that he could make a change. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he just didn't win on an NFL deal without an agreement. Like, I feel like he went in there like, all right, if you guys want me to work with y'all need to bring my peoples in there. Y'all need to
Makes
do
sense.
Things my way. It's going to change it. I feel like Jay-Z could bring back Colin Kaepernick. I feel like he has that power.
He certainly could allow him to try out for his team, whatever he's going to be partial owner
of. Exactly. Jamie Foxx was spotted with a woman named Cella Vabe outside a West Hollywood nightclub on Friday night. So the 51-year-old actor, singer and record producer, and the model and singer attended Lil Pump's 19th birthday celebration at Boosty Bellows. They were photographed holding hands as they left the celebrity hotspot around 2 a.m. Vabe is Fox's newest recording artist, and a source says she's just a girl he's helping out, a younger singer. Fox and Vabe have not commented on their night out. Meanwhile, Katie Holmes, who has been romantically linked to Fox since 2013, was photographed walking in New York City. Neither one of them have confirmed their relationship, but it's almost like they didn't have to because everyone just knows Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx have been together for a while now.
But aren't they off right now? I feel like they're on, then they're off.
No, like, normally they're not on and off like this at all. At the end of July, Fox and Vabe were photographed hanging out with the film producer Adam Selkowitz at Michael B. Jordan's NBA Jam event at Dave & Buster's Hollywood. So, interesting, something to look out for. Swifties, being Swifties they are and basically being detectives, were certain a Dixie Chicks collaboration was coming between them and Taylor Swift. Thanks to a clue in the music video for Taylor's song Me, there was like a framed portrait of the country trio in the background of one of the shots.
Okay.
So of course, you're like, oh my gosh, there has to be a collaboration. After releasing the title track of her upcoming album, Taylor Swift has announced the titles of all 18 songs on her new Lover album. And she shared the news on Instagram on Friday and confirmed her collaboration with the Dixie Chicks on a single called Soon You'll Get Better, which is the 12th song listed on her album. And Lover is still set to release this week on August 23rd.
Dang it. I was hoping there'd be like Goodbye Earl Part 2.
Would that not have been a good song? Epic.
Goodbye, epic.
Either way, I'm so excited for it.
Live the Web Girl with the garbage this morning. Thank you very much.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. If you want to help out, if you think you might know anything, it's worth giving them a call at 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Live the Web Girl covering Murder Monday today. What are you diving into?
So the case I'm talking about today is about Sage Smith. So it's November of 2012, and Sage is a trans woman living in Charlottesville, Virginia, and is 19 years old. She's in school for cosmetology, and she's living with two other trans girls, one named Shakira and one named Aubrey. It's Monday, November 19th, and the girls decide to have a party at their apartment for Shakira's 19th birthday. A woman barges into their apartment during the party, and she's angry and upset about some guy. She tries to start a fight, and they take it outside. It turns into an all-out brawl with everyone getting involved, and Sage ends up fighting with someone named Jamel. Someone ends up calling the police, and now a police report has to be made with Sage being involved. After all of this happened, Sage was very upset because her roommate Shakira never got involved with the fight, and she didn't have Sage, her best friend's back during it. Shakira's upset and leaves and has family pick her up because she doesn't even want to stay in the apartment after what had happened. Before she left, Sage told her friend that she hated her. And that's the last time Shakira will ever talk or see Sage. Jamel, the guy Sage was fighting with, had tweeted that night after the altercation and said, "Been disrespected to the point of no return," which seems super ominous. The next day, Sage wakes up her other roommate, Aubrey, while she's sleeping on the couch at 5:30 p.m., the day before Thanksgiving, and says that she's leaving for a date and will be back later that night. That is the last time she will ever speak to Aubrey. Aubrey realizes the next day that she never came home, and she starts to get worried. She is calling her repeatedly, and it's going straight to voicemail. Aubrey calls Sage's family, and now they are all trying to get in contact with her. Sage's stepsister said she actually saw Sage the night before. She was on her way to a bus stop and ran into Sage while she was on the phone with someone. She remembered Sage telling that person, "I'll be there in 5 minutes." They part ways, and that was an hour after she had left her apartment at 5:30 p.m. They file a police report, and the police start searching. They're having no luck, so they put in a request to get her phone records, which can take days to get. In the meantime, her family starts trying to guess Sage's phone password to log onto her phone files from online. They guess it right, and they find the last number she called, a phone number no one recognizes. Her dad starts calling it over and over and over again, but no one answers. That's when he turns to Facebook to see if anyone recognizes the number. Within a couple of hours, Sage's dad gets a message from someone named Yanni. And Yanni says she recognizes the number, and it's a guy named Eric Mifadden. Yanni also says that he had been secretly dating Sage. Eric had a girlfriend at the time, and she had no idea that he was cheating on her, let alone cheating on her with a trans woman. Sage's dad turns to Facebook and asks if anyone had seen this Eric Mifadden guy, including a picture of him that Yanni gave Sage's dad. The police also end up with Eric Mifadden's name, but not because of Sage's dad. He was keeping his whole Facebook investigation under wraps because he knew what he was doing could be illegal, and he didn't want the police to stop the headways he was making. The police got Eric's name from a student named Esther from the University of Virginia. She is home for Thanksgiving, but she is worried because she can't get a hold of her boyfriend named Eric. So they do a welfare check at the apartment they share together, and he isn't there. So now we have Eric Mifadden missing and Sage Smith missing.
Ooh.
When we come back, I will continue the story of the missing case of Sage Smith.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
Liv the Web Girl continuing the story today about Sage Smith.
Yes, so if you want to see pictures of Sage Smith and Eric Mifadden, you can go to our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show. So when we left off, Sage Smith and Eric Mifadden are both missing. Yanni went into the station the same day Esther called and called them because she was concerned about her boyfriend, Eric Mifadden. Yanni told them everything that she had told Sage's dad. The police search Eric and Esther's apartment and find a receipt from CVS on November 22nd. They now know that Eric didn't go missing with Sage on the 20th. Eric calls the police on the 27th and says that he left Virginia and went to New York City because he's always wanted to go there, and that's the only reason why, which seems very suspicious to the police. He does admit to having a sexual relationship with Sage, and he says that the night of November 20th, he had plans to hang out with Sage, but she never showed up. He tells the police that he will come by the station, but it will take a couple of days because he has to travel from New York City to Virginia by bus. But Eric never shows up. He stops talking to the police altogether, but continues to talk to his girlfriend, Esther. Eric told Esther that he did meet up with Sage that night on November 20th, and they ran into a group of people that made him feel very uncomfortable, and he felt like they were after Sage. So he just decides to head out and ditch and leave the situation. The police and family find out that Sage had a history of getting involved with closeted men. Eric says that Sage even threatened him that she would out him if she didn't get exactly what she wanted. They decided to look into some of Sage's other men she had been involved with, but they all came back clean and could not have done anything on the night of November 20th. On December 3rd, 2 weeks after she went missing, police get a hit that her credit card was being used at a convenience store. And it's no one they expected to see. On the security footage, they see it is her roommate Aubrey using her credit card. When they question Aubrey, she says it's not a big deal because they always would just use each other's cards for a quick run to the store. But their friends notice that since Sage has been missing, Aubrey's been wearing her clothes, using her makeup, wearing her rigs, just using all of her stuff, which seems weird that someone would do after their best friend goes missing. But some friends and the cops say maybe this is the way that Aubrey is coping after her best friend is gone. The case goes stale and they don't get any new leads or information until 2 months later. In February, a girl named Monica came forward and said that she saw and spoke to Sage the night she went missing around 7 p.m. at a restaurant. Sage told Monica she was meeting someone, and Monica left. It's November of 2015, and the police announce that they do not see Eric as a suspect anymore because of his digital footprint. He was on his computer from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. doing normal activity and say that he couldn't have done something to her and do something with her body without a car that he didn't have and in only 4 hours.
Side note, do we have an idea what he was doing between 11 p.m. and 3 a.m.? Normal activity on a computer. Am I the only one I think knows where this one's going?
I mean, it could be video games. It could just be on Instagram. Who knows? But I get what you're saying, which... in my case, I think 4 hours is a lot of time.
Unless you're playing a video game, maybe.
To murder someone and also to hide the body. Because they only have his digital footprint from 11 p.m. And they were supposed to meet at 5:30. Then in March of 2017, they classified the case as a homicide case. They say there's no specific reason for doing this. They just decided to switch it. And then they decide to make Eric a person of interest. They think Eric knows more than what he is saying. They can't get Eric in front of them, and he is still hiding to this day. They don't know if he's hiding because he was outed, if he was scared of someone, or if he had something to do with Sage Smith's missing case. They just don't know. And this is where the case stands today. They are still waiting for people to come forward with information in hopes that they can get some answers. And they are hoping and praying that someone can tell them where Eric McFadden is located.
Oh, I hate these cliffhangers, Liv. I hate cliffhangers.
I know. If you want to see a picture of Eric McFadden and Sage Smith, you can go to our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show.
Liv the Web Girl with Murder Monday. Thank you so much. Okay, if you do this, then you have to explain to me why this is okay, because to me it sounds so weird. Hey, it's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show, and I think if you kiss somebody that's a family member, besides like your husband or wife, on the lips, that's just really weird to me. I'm talking like, obviously not like if you're a mother or a father and you've got a child, that's different. But even a certain age though, I think once your child reaches a certain age, you don't kiss directly on the lips. And I'm not saying it's a sexual thing like, oh, you're making out. But 833-563-2539. I just feel like it's really weird if you reach a certain age and you're still doing lip-to-lip contact. Not like a kiss on the cheek. I can do that. My old Polish aunts used to do that all the time to me. But then my Aunt Julia would be like, come here, Joey.
And she would kiss you on the lips?
Yeah, she would.
And how old were you?
Oh, God. I think I was all the way up to like 16 or 17. And I was just like, stop it, Aunt Julia.
So you're basically calling your own aunt a freak.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't think she's a freak. Like I'm saying, Liv, I don't think it's of a sexual nature. I don't think there's something to it.
No, absolutely not.
But I think there's something wrong with that.
Why, if it's not of a sexual nature? Why? What is wrong with it if it's not a sexual nature?
It just is inappropriate. You don't
Why?
Do it. Why do I not go up to one of our other coworkers and kiss them on the lips?
Because it's inappropriate. No, because you're not family with them. And also, you don't act, you shouldn't.
Sounds like Liz got some inappropriate kissing going on in her family.
No, you should not act or behave the way you do for your family members than your coworkers. You should behave with your coworkers differently because you're in a professional setting.
833-563-2539. Are you agreeing with what Liv's laying down?
I haven't even said my stance yet.
Yeah, well, you have. You're saying that it's okay unless it's a coworker.
No. I'm just saying that's bizarre for you to compare that to a coworker.
I'm saying it's the same thing. You should not kiss somebody unless they're your significant other past a certain age. 833-563-2539 on the lips.
Okay, I think it's a little weird. It depends on who it is. I think it's a little weird. Do I do it with my family? No. Like, my dad will give me kisses, but normally it's on, like, the cheek or on the forehead or on the head or maybe, like, a little, like, side mouth, you know, like a little...
That's too close. No side mouth. You got to
like
do
a
you
little
gotta,
side mouth.
I want you closer to my ear, Liv, than I do my mouth. Okay.
See, well, I would never kiss you, Joe. So don't worry about that. But
I don't
with my
blame
dad
you. You
and
have
with
to resist.
My mom, with my dad and with my mom, it's a little like side lip, kind of like cheek
mm-hmm.
area. I also do think this is like kind of like a cultural thing. I think there's some families, you know, whether it's Italian or Irish or something, whatever kind of heritage that is strongly embedded in the family, I think that also can have a difference if people are like kissing each other on the lips or not.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sort of. 833-563-2539. Anonymous, hey, what's going on? You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What's your take on kissing on the actual lips?
I think, like you said, parents who have young kids, yes, and to a certain age, but no kissing on the lips. That's just, I mean, no, because you don't know where other people's lips have been or what they have going on, and yeah, no.
What is
definitely
the age
no
cutoff?
No kissing on the lips. Well, I would say, like, as a kid gets older, like into his teen years. I don't kiss my parents on the lips. I haven't kissed my parents on the lips probably since I became a teenager.
And I think it's about a fair age, Anonymous.
Huh?
I think that's a fair age to do that. I think right when you're a teenager.
But if you do remember, Tom Brady got so much heat and so much flack.
It was
for
his
this.
Little daughter, which I
no,
already threw out there.
No, it was his son.
His son, but
it
his,
was his son, but
his
here's
son
the thing.
Was still
his
little son.
Son. I know, so you don't think it's weird.
His son was very little.
No, his son was like 8.
Which is still very little. We just said teenage years.
Okay, so I'm just clarifying and making sure because I feel like when this first happened, with Tom Brady, you took a different stance.
I don't recall my stance at that time, but it's gotten, I don't think it has anything to do. There might be like homophobic people like, oh, you shouldn't, if you're a man, you shouldn't kiss your son, but that's just ignorance. But hey, thank you for calling into the show. We'll go to Brittany this morning. We're kissing everybody. Brittany, what do you think?
Well, my dad is like Liz's dad. He does the side kiss and the edge of the lips and the cheek. And he does that with all the family. My Aunt Cheryl, my grandmother, his other kids, which are teenagers, my kids. It's just natural in our family. Like my 11-year-old son, he comes up and gives me a quick kiss on my lips every time he comes home from school with a great big hug. And then goes off about his, you know what I mean? I didn't even think nothing about it being weird. Like my 15-year-old, she don't do kisses or hugs for anybody.
But did she do it?
I think it just depends on the family or the...
But maybe it's the age though, Brittany, like you brought up there, you got 8 and 15. So maybe once you reach those teenage years, you're like, you know what? These lips are for somebody else. Hey,
yeah,
thank you.
But I think it kind of comes back around because when you're a teenager, you're like kind of defiant against your parents. You get embarrassed by your parents. You know, like you don't want them kissing you while they're dropping you off at like high school. Like you don't want any of that. So then I think it comes back around like once you're in your 20s and you understand that like they're actually not embarrassing and they're the best people ever. They're like, oh, okay, I can show you some loving again.
But yeah, but you, please don't say loving.
Why?
That just sounds so weird to
me. Because you're making it weird.
I'm gonna show.
You're making it weird.
My daddy's some loving. Keisha, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you think?
Yes, I agree. You don't kiss them on the lips because one thing, you know, they could get something from someone that can make them think, and then they'll think it's okay, and then that's when you have the problem of a stranger coming up to them and saying, oh, how are you? And trying to give them a kiss. And they're like, oh, okay, it's okay to kiss on the lips because mommy and daddy do it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it gives them, you know, that sense of thinking it's okay. And then it might be someone who's trying to hurt them or harm them in a certain way.
So at what age do you stop kissing your kids? Are we saying like 3?
Oh, no. I kiss my children, but I kiss my children on their, when they're babies, I kiss their foreheads, their feet, their hands, their cheeks, their noses. I never kiss their lips ever.
All right. Hey, Keisha, thank you for calling in. We'll wrap it up with Faith here. I wonder if Faith is a big kind of lip kisser. What do you say, Faith?
Okay. So I'm 24, and my dad still kisses me on the mouth. And it's weird. Like, I don't want to tell my dad because he's always done it, and he's like, he's 60. So I don't know. But personally, I don't know. Past 20, maybe he stop doing it.
What do you think when your dad's coming in for the kiss?
I'm just like, oh, thanks, Dad. Like, I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to do. Obviously, I kiss him back because I don't want to hurt his feelings or anything because I'm like his little girl. But I don't know. Personally, I wouldn't do it.
I think you just keep letting him do it. You know, he's 60 in his 60s, you said.
Right.
He's not going to be around forever. Just
oh, my God, Liv.
I'm just being honest.
Faith, I'm so sorry.
It's true.
Thank you, Faith.
I kiss random people on the lips when, like, it's CPR.
Or when you've had too much alcohol.
Yeah, like this weekend, possibly.
Hey.
All right, I want to kind of throw down some ground rules because I'm afraid this could get out of hand, and that's not the intention, but I guess it's not my business, but it is my business. We share our personal business here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and something I think happened this past weekend, and I kind of would like more details. I think people that are invested in the show would like some more details, and I think you need to be part of this conversation at 833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. Pork chop, I would like to know, yes or no, were you on a date this past weekend?
Yeah, I was.
Wow. Now, if you're just tuning in to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, on Thursday, Pork Chop announced that he was newly single.
I'm pretty sure that was on Friday.
Yeah.
Friday. So last week, he announced that. Not that long ago. And then like a day or two later, he's out on a date.
Well, I will say, I know, I'm sorry that I announced it on Friday, but me and Chase actually split 3 weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago.
Now, okay, you keep changing.
Well, that's because time goes on, so the time is going to change.
On Friday, it was 2 weeks ago.
It was like two weeks and 3 days.
Three days later.
It's been 3 weeks.
Then let's do this. Liv brings up a good point, but I don't want the arguing to sidetrack us from the question I want to get to. How long, honestly, from when you broke up to when you went on another date?
I would have to double check texts, but I'm pretty sure it's like 3 weeks today.
We're going to say 3 weeks, Liv, okay?
Okay.
Even if it was only two.
No,
or
it
one.
Definitely was not two.
Or one.
My question is this. How soon is too soon to start dating after you get out of a long-term relationship? Poor chap, how long were you together with your ex?
7 years.
That's a long time. I've been with my wife for 7 years. She doesn't like to publicly admit that, but we've been together for seven, almost married for four. 833-563-2539. How do you feel? Because you went out on, Saturday night?
Yeah, I did.
And how was it?
It was good. I mean, I feel fantastic. It went fine. I love that he said I look better in person than I do in pictures, which is extremely flattering to me because I feel like my pictures look better than how I do. So there's that.
I guess that's better than like... Wow, you look worse in person than you do in the photos.
No, and then his mom listens to the show like a lot, so I always feel nervous. Like, I have to be careful what I say.
Oh, is she like a super fan?
I don't know about a super fan, but she listens a good amount. She's sweet, though. I love her. When we were out, he was FaceTiming his mom and then like gave me the phone and I talked to her for a couple
Wait,
minutes.
Wait, on the first date you FaceTime with his mom?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's fine. It's whatever.
How long did you FaceTime?
I really don't know. My guess, maybe 10 to 15 minutes.
So what did you guys do for your date? I remember on Friday you were saying that you were excited to go to the fair and have a cute little fair date.
Yeah, I did want to... Well, when I had told you that, I hadn't actually asked him yet.
Okay.
So I asked him, I was like, hey, are you a fair type of person? And he was like, not really. So I was like, okay, totally fine. Like, no big deal at all. So we actually went out to a bar, a gay bar, which I don't really go to often.
Yeah. I was looking for that. I don't know if you followed our Instagram over the weekend, Radio Now AM show. I was trying desperately to find Porkchop because I thought he was on a date. And I could not get anything from any listeners out there. So I was like, come on, help me find this guy. So were we close at all to catching you?
No, you were not close, Joe. I was downtown.
Oh, I was not downtown. That's probably why.
Yeah.
All right, so you were at a gay bar, and you normally don't go to gay bars?
No, not really. It was probably my fourth time ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I've been to a gay bar as much as you. And all right. I wasn't picking anybody up, but how did it go? Like, did you guys talk about anything?
We talked about a lot. He did have a friend there, which at first I thought it was weird, but I was like, you know what? I was cool with it. The friend was cool. And I told him I was getting out of work like at 8, but I actually got out of work earlier. And he's like, oh, well, I mean, I'm going to meet up with a friend. And then I was going to tell him I'm meeting up with you. So that was cool. We remember how we were just talking about what we were just talking about before?
No, why are you giving me like a wink? Well, I don't know what this means.
Well, but just before we were talking about kissing.
Oh, yeah, kissing on the lips. Did you guys kiss?
Yeah, maybe.
Did you guys tongue?
Maybe.
Did you guys kiss anywhere besides the mouth?
No. I feel like I'm a really good kisser, though.
Did you guys, how'd the night wrap up?
So, okay, he was definitely slightly more drunk than I was. I have a breathalyzer, so I was responsible. Don't worry. I blew my breathalyzer. I was under 0.08. So we drove back to my house. But he was, I think he had maybe a little too much to drink. So we actually did just go to back to my house and go to sleep.
Wait. Well, hold on a second. I don't know if you heard that, Liv. You were getting the phone call. They went back to Pork Chops.
A sleepover on the first date.
It's fine. Everything was
now,
fine.
Listen,
you know me. I'm responsible. Liv.
No, I'm not saying that you're irresponsible. I'm just saying... Dang, that's a bit aggressive.
Now where did
gay culture.
Where did you is it are the gays just hella horny?
Dude, I said we didn't do anything.
I know,
we just
even
came over
still
to my house
not
and
doing
slept.
Anything. I feel like that's I just would never go home with the guy on the first date.
Were you guys in the same bed?
Of course.
Were you guys cuddling? Did you spoon him?
I mean, we both pretty much just fell asleep. Like seriously, no
did
joke.
Anything happen?
No.
And then did you take him home in the morning?
No.
Get
an Uber or Lyft.
I mean, I guess he woke up around like 6 a.m. and wasn't feeling well, and he had called an Uber and he went home.
What did you do to him?
I didn't. We drank. So, I don't know.
833-563-2539. There's so many questions to ask here, but I think the first one I want to get out there, and you can grill Pork Chop. By all means, I want you to help do your research, too, and ask any question you might have here. But the question is, do you think it's too soon for Pork Chop to start dating? I'm just worried about your overall well-being. I think you need some Pork Chop time, and that's just my opinion, but let's see what everybody thinks here. DJ, we'll kick it off with you at 833-563-2539. What do you want to say, DJ?
Look, Porkchop, you know you're my guy, but I gotta ask, how long you been talking to this dude when you was in the relationship with Chase?
Great question, DJ. So I was not talking, so when me and Chase officially split, that's when I downloaded a dating app and I started talking to him maybe like 3 days later. So we've been chatting for about 2 weeks.
So you wasn't talking to him while you was in the relationship?
100% no. You can. I will screenshot it. You can see the dates. I'm not that type of person.
DJ, are you not believing Porkchop?
I don't know. It's tough to let him stay the night at your house, too. You know, it's kind of suspicious. I don't know.
DJ, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. Lindy, hey, good morning. What did you want to say to Pork Chop?
Hi, Pork Chop.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that I don't think it's too soon for you guys for you to start dating, because it seems like you and Chase's relationship has been dead for a very long time.
Wow, she's
and
kind of...
I'm on your side, because I'm actually in the same situation. I was in a relationship for 5 years, and, like, I'm dating someone else already. We broke up in January, and I'm dating someone else. I had to start dating, like, 2 months later because our relationship was dead for, like, 2 years.
I'm with
you. So why wait?
I feel you.
Hey, Porkchop, did this guy bring it back to life?
I mean, yeah, I feel like I'm such a great passionate kisser after all that.
Lindy, thank you for calling in, and glad to hear you're in a good relationship, too. Hey, why don't you hang out, Porkchop? We got some more people calling in, okay?
Okay.
833-563-2539. If you got any questions for Porkchop, he's newly single. He went on a date this weekend. You can do that. Also, do you agree or disagree here? I know it's not my business, but it kind of is. Is it too soon for producer Porkchop to be back on the dating scene? It's been 3 weeks since he broke up with his ex. They were together for 7 years. I did not get any video of Porkchop out on his date this weekend, but, oh, man, I wish I would have.
Two things I wanted to say real quick. So I think he said he Googled, like, my name, and something that popped up was the talk bit we did months ago about me having bad breath. But
oh, yes, your breath was funky.
He said, after our lips were all close and personal, that I do not have bad breath, thank you. And one other weird thing about the date is, like, I feel like maybe twice he mentioned, he was like, hey, I feel like you and your ex are going to get back together. And he said after once, I was like, no, we're not. And then after the second time, I was like, look, like, do me a favor, don't bring up my ex again.
And did he not bring it up again?
Maybe one other time. Because we, you know, like I said, we were drinking. But I was like, no, like, I'm good.
All right, insecurity. There we go. 833-563-2539. Misty, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. I think it's too soon for Porkchop to be out in the dating scene after a 7-year relationship. What do you think?
I think y'all should leave that poor boy alone and let him date however many men he wants.
However many, she says.
See, yeah, here's my thing. It's not like me being judgy and judgmental to Porkchop. That's not it at all. I think after being with someone for 7 years, that person comes a part of you. And that's his first real relationship and his first relationship with a guy. So I think maybe he just needs to take some time to himself to make sure he is keyed in on who he is as a person and the kind of values and things that he needs to look for in a partner that didn't work out in his last relationship.
Thank you, Misty, for your call. Let's go to Hayden. Hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Does Porkchop need to wait, or is it good he's diving right in?
I think he should honestly wait about like a month until he even starts thinking about dating someone else, because a 7-year relationship, that's kind of long and then just going straight to someone else.
You know what, Hayden? I'm going to kind of agree with you, too, because, I mean, just coming off it off the bat, if someone told me, yeah, I was in a 7-year relationship and I got out and I'm already dating within 3 weeks, I feel like that might be a little long, but I think it also depends on the person. I feel like I'm ready, so I'm good to go, you know?
All right, let's go to Vanessa this morning. Hey, Vanessa, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What'd you want to say?
Good morning, guys. I love y'all. Two things. You know what? He wasn't in a straight 7-year relationship. If I'm not wrong, he said on Friday that they were back and forth a few times. Mm-hmm. So I think he's realistically like, oh, okay, he's looked at himself during those separations.
I said
and
that.
Then two, I'm a modest chick. I don't go home on the first date. But what did you want him to do? Leave the dude at a hotel or go through his phone like a psycho person?
How about
one of his friends?
How about Vanessa, instead of being naked in bed together?
I had boxers on and a white tee.
Vanessa, were you there? I think they were naked. I'm going to paint my own picture.
Oh
my
gosh.
Have got him an Uber or Lyft home.
The only reason why I'm concerned is because, I'm not kidding, a month ago, Porkchop said that he would be marrying Chase and that he was probably going to be the first person to get engaged on the show.
To be honest with that, someone asked me on the spot and I knew, that's just how I answered. Like, I actually
but
did
you
not,
didn't
you
feel.
Can even listen back to the audio. I'm sure you could tell in my voice that I really didn't feel it.
Okay.
I just said that because it was awkward on the spot.
Okay.
All right, Scott. Hey, good morning. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Is this too soon for Porkchop to be out on the dating scene after a 7-year relationship back on there in 3 weeks?
Well, I'm actually with Porkchop on this. I got just myself out of a long-term relationship just a few weeks ago. And I think it's important, you know, to kind of put yourself back out there, you know, not to dive right into something serious right away. But I think it's good for your confidence and your abilities, you know, to kind of stay in that scene. But I'm calling this morning, actually, because I have a little bit of a personal beef with Porkchop.
Ooh, yes. What do you got?
Did I message you?
Yes. So like I said, I got out of a relationship probably right around the same time as Porkchop. And so I messaged him on Instagram. I said, hey, do you want to get food or drink sometime? And he kept saying, sure. But he wouldn't set up a firm date or anything with me.
So he kind of ghosted you.
I'm going to have to go back and research here.
Well, how many listeners are you saying let's go out for free food and you are denying them?
Thank you.
Scott, you're not a piece of meat. I'm sorry about that. If I was not married and into dudes, I'd take you out in a heartbeat.
And you want me to add the cherry on top of the cake for this? So Porkchop was in Nashville the other weekend, right?
Yeah.
So there's a dating app, Grindr. So he managed to find my ex on Grindr, shoot him a message, and say hello.
Did I?
Oh, my God!
Scott!
Let's move on to line five.
Wow.
Line five next.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, you thirsty boy.
You didn't want that on the radio.
Hey, we don't have to
you?
Put my whole life out
that's
there.
That's amazing.
He's probably lying.
he has to have like Grindr Premium to get all these conversations.
All right, line five.
Oh boy. Chastity, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. So, I mean, I'm kind of biased in the situation because I have the hot support chops. But anyway, I honestly think he should really just go have fun, do whatever he wants. I mean, if he feels like he can go out there, that's cool. I just wouldn't get my heart involved. Don't get too many feelings in there, because then that's when it starts to get a little complicated with your previous feelings. Mm.
Are you in a relationship, Chastity?
No.
Porkchop, why don't you and Chastity see if there's something there?
Well, I mean, like, if the radio station wants to pay for a date as a bit or something, you know,
Chastity.
I'll go get some food.
Hey, if I could get you like a cheap date, like $50 or less, that's about all I'm willing to spend. Would you go
100,
on it?
100.
Absolutely.
Oh my god,
Chastity. Porkchop, stop like pimping
Chastity.
Yourself out.
No, hang on. First of all, I'm trying to set realistic expectations. If there was a connection between you two, there's no way you'd take her on a date more than $50 a time. So, Chastity, seriously, hang on the line. I'm going to put you on hold. Get her number. Let me talk to bosses in our sales team. Maybe we could plug a restaurant if they give us a gift card or something. Or
okay,
we have some trade possibly in the building.
What about the guy that we want to go on a second date?
You're not
me
exclusive.
And the other guy.
You're not exclusive.
Yeah, you can date multiple people, guys, before you guys have the conversation of what you guys are.
I mean,
don't go bring them all of them home. I mean, you know, you want to be
no
clean.
Kidding. Yeah, no kidding. I can't take everybody that you flirt with on Grindr out to dinner, but maybe Chastity's got, you know, I don't know. Maybe she's hot. Maybe she's got boobs.
Well,
who knows?
Joe.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe
well,
she's
women
a nice
have
girl.
Boobs and guys don't, Liv. What do you mean, oh my gosh, it's a physical...
That is not necessarily true. I'm pretty sure you have bigger boobs than I do.
Liv, anybody has bigger boobs than you do. That's not hard, okay?
Oh my, this is too much. Are we going into the garbage here?
Oh, we certainly can. I thought we were dissonant right there. Chastity, hang on. I think you two are going to fall in love. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Apologize, we're about to get into the garbage. It was so juicy with Porkchop, and there's still more details we couldn't even get to about his first date he went on over this weekend. We'll probably have to follow up with that. But absolutely insane. I honestly don't even know what to say anymore, Porkchop.
I mean, there's supposed to be a second date this week, so.
Ooh.
I mean, but probably after. Probably after all that, there's probably not going to be one now.
Well, yeah, he finds out the other Grindr people in Nashville. I don't think so. That's all right. Another zip code to don't count. Hey, I want to remind you, less than 30 minutes from now, we're going to hook somebody up. It could be you with a Blu-ray combo pack for John Wick 3. Right now, though, Liv the Web Girl's got the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ryan Austin Green was on Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live when he was asked about this question.
Question is, did you and Tori Spelling ever what?
Have a romantic relationship while filming 90210, and she said that you two hooked up.
No, she said that, Tori said that we did?
Tori said that you guys hooked up.
We hooked up. Yeah. We did, but it was, we were young, and it was, so that's what young people do.
So at first he tried to deny it, and then he heard that Tori Spelling had admitted to it.
Uh-oh.
So then he finally just admitted to it. What a gentleman. Wedding bells are apparently in the future for Nicki Minaj and her fiance Kenneth Petty. On Friday, the rapper drew some speculation when she changed her display name on Twitter to Mrs. Petty. Nicki had already opened up on her Queen radio show about filing for a marriage license. She said, "We still had to pick it up and I was traveling. By the time I came back, we had to renew it again. From that time, you have 90 days to get married. That was about a week ago, so now I have about 80 days. She said that because of her busy schedule, a big wedding probably won't be happening in the near future. She said, I don't want to do a big wedding now. We'll do the big wedding later. I'll be married before my album comes out, but we'll have my wedding after the album comes out. Before the 90 days is over, yes, I will be married." Jay-Z is about to become a part owner of an NFL team. The rapper mogul is going to have a significant ownership interest in an NFL team. So far, no one knows what team exactly, but sources say it is going to happen in the near future. Jay wants to become a part owner because he's a huge fan, already has a sports business, and wants to continue to be a change agent for the NFL. Millie Bobby Brown, who plays 11 on Netflix's Stranger Things, and singer Harry Styles were spotted dancing together like nobody's watching at Ariana Grande's concert at the O2 Arena in London on Saturday night. So in a video posted on Twitter by eyewitnesses, the two are seen showcasing their dance moves near each other inside what appears to be a super busy VIP area. Harry, who's 25, wore a white shirt and pants paired with a black belt, and Millie, 15, sported a white sweater covered partially by a black sparkling jacket and black track pants. In another video posted by the same person, Millie and Harry are seen chatting by a barricade during a different song. So Millie, who attended the concert with colleagues from her new film, Enola Holmes, has for years been a big Ariana and Harry fan. So everyone was raving about saying how cute it was. That's the garbage.
All right, Liv the Web Girl, thank you very much. Let me tell you this. Out of respect for people on the show and having them not quit on the spot, there is so much I wish we could talk about. So many juicy details behind the scenes about Porkchop's date that he went on this past weekend. If you just missed it, by the way, go to our website, either Radio Now Houston, if you're listening in Houston, or Radio Now Indy in Indy. Kind of makes sense there with the names. And click on podcast. Liv's working on getting those up there because this dating story gets juicier and juicier the more details we can learn.
There's so many layers.
If you never want me to have a good relationship again, then sure, let's put everything out there.
Not right now. Maybe later in the week, or maybe this relationship will fizzle. Sabotage. Then we can talk about it. All right. Speaking of a relationship failing, Liv the Web Girl is going to explain this whole thing. But from what I overheard, pretty much she's going to break up with him if he doesn't do this or can't do this.
Yeah. So I ran into a friend this past weekend, like an old friend, and she's just starting medical school, like right now.
Okay.
And I asked her about her relationship because she's been dating this guy for 3 years and they're so adorable. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, they're going to make it. Like they're each other's ones, they're each other's persons, whatever. And so I asked her about it. And she was like, well, actually, like I might break up with him. And I'm like, oh my gosh, why? What's going on? And she was like, look, he still is not able to get into med school. So I guess when they both took the MCAT and they both applied to med school, she got in. He only applied to one med school and didn't get into that one. And so he has been retaking the MCAT over and over again, which is the exam that you take in order to get into med school. You need a certain score.
And he's just not getting that score?
He is not getting that score. And so she says that if he can't get into med school, then she's going to break up with him for two reasons. One, she doesn't want to make more than her significant other. The person that she marries, she does not want to make more than them. And she says if she's a doctor and her current boyfriend can't get into med school, then she's obviously going to be the breadwinner, going to be making more than him as a doctor when he can't even get into med school. Two, she wants to be with someone that's determined and motivated. And she says if he can't get into med school, if he can't get that score on the MCAT, he's clearly not determined enough and not motivated enough to do what he needs to do and able to get that score.
That sounds really petty to me. If he's trying, yeah, if he's trying, you can't fault somebody for trying and not doing it. Somebody's best efforts may not be good enough to get into that.
Well, but does she kind of make sense? Like, he's clearly not trying hard enough if he can't get the score.
See, but I don't know that. I don't know. That's her opinion, but maybe, I don't know. 833-563-2539. I've never taken that. I mean, do some people really try hard and just cannot get in because they can't complete the test? I mean, is that a possibility?
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely a possibility. I do know people who have, like, literally dedicated their entire life for, like, 6 months studying for this exam, and they just can't get the score that they need.
I think she's looking for a reason, Liv. By the way, 833-563-2539. Would love to get your thoughts on this and see what you think. I think she's looking for a reason to get out of the relationship, and this is her exit strategy. Because if you love somebody and it was like, oh, they're going to make it, they're so great, and she's like, okay, well, you can't do this, I'm out of the relationship.
I kind of see where you're coming from. And the whole, like, she doesn't want to make more than her partner. Her mom made more than her dad growing up, and that was always a source of an argument for the two of them. Like, her dad kind of felt, you know, like not a real man because he wasn't the breadwinner, which caused just like a lot of stress and a lot of fights and all this stuff. And so now she's like, look, I don't want to make more than my significant other. My significant other should make just as much, if not more than me. Then that won't even be an issue. So, like, I'm going to dump this guy. And they've been together for 3 years, too. So, like, I feel bad for this guy.
There's trauma, it sounds like, Liv. I'm glad you mentioned that, because to me that's a big part of the story. That she's got issues from her childhood where her parents had issues and her dad had an insecurity because the mom made more. That doesn't mean every man she's going to be with is going to have an insecurity if the woman's the breadwinner. I would say a majority of men, they might publicly, yeah, I need to be the breadwinner, but they're probably fine if their wife is bringing home the money. At least I would be. If Lindsay was the breadwinner in her family, I'd have no problem with that. I just sound like that's a personal thing she went through. 833-563-2539. I'm going to mess your name up already. Zelika?
Zelika.
Told you I was going to mess it up. I apologize. Mine's easy. It's Joe. You can't ruin that one. Hey, what do you think about this?
No, I kind of agree with it being petty. I think that she's already done with the relationship and it may be absorbed at this moment for her to come up with 100 things to say about why. Like, why can't you make more than your spouse? A million women do it out here. Or, you know, if he can't get into medical school, maybe that's not his calling and he's been, you know, forcing himself to do it for other reasons. You know,
right.
There's a slew of things that can be, you know, I guess the reason. But ultimately, it's just a lot of things to add up that it doesn't make sense. I think she's over the relationship.
I think so, too, and it's just like, that's the escape. That's
the out.
She's kind
of fishing for a reason.
Yeah, because it's like, if you like somebody, it's like, you would try to help them study and be better. Hey, thank you for the call. Let's go to Kayla this morning. Kayla, you think she's being selfish, and what else?
Absolutely. As a teacher, I've had to take a lot of tests to become a teacher, and I didn't pass them all. That doesn't mean that I'm not intelligent or hardworking at all. I graduated valedictorian in college, and I'm going through my master's program now. A lot of people just have test anxiety. That could be this guy's case. If I got wind that she was going to break up with me, I would break up with her first if I was him, because that's just a petty reason, like y'all said. Very selfish of her. Who cares if she makes more than him? As long as they're making enough money to pay their mortgage, pay their bills, pay for their children, then it shouldn't matter who makes more.
Do you think there's anything there too, Kayla, as Liv brought up? And I think my personal thing is, I think she needs to get over her trauma from the past, that her parents had a bad relationship because her dad had insecurities that the mom made more than him.
Absolutely. And there's ways of getting through that too. I mean, I have bad memories and bad ill from what my parents did, but I'm going to counseling for that to get over that so I could better myself. If she really loves this man, it should not matter whether he could pass his test or how much he makes, but it sounds like you guys said she's looking for a way out.
Definitely, Kayla. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to Kia this morning. Hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
Hey, Joe. And so I was calling about the girl who's wanting to dump her boyfriend about the MCAT testing. And first thing that you said, she's going to be a doctor. She's going to be making some great money. If he made a little bit less, it really wouldn't hurt them very much financially. I mean, she's going to be raking in some serious dough.
Right.
And not just that. If he can't pass an MCAT, you probably shouldn't force it. Like, you don't want a subpar doctor. You want somebody that's got what it takes and can really do it. You might just have a different calling in life. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I had never thought about that.
What?
That's so funny that, like, you know, she's like, you don't want a subpar doctor. You want a doctor that'll be able to kind of, like, pass and get through it with flying colors.
Not true. If you're a subpar doctor and you're going to be cheaper than the really expensive one, so what? So, I mean, as long as you can do it. Hey, Kia, thank you for calling in. We'll wrap things up with Jocelyn. Hey, what did you want to say?
So I definitely believe that she's being petty, because I'm one of those people who I can take a test. I can be super smart in something, but when it comes to taking a test on paper, I go blank. Like, but it doesn't mean I don't have determination and stuff. I don't take tests well. And he possibly just may not be able to take tests well either. He could be super smart. And to say that he lacks determination and, like, ambition, that's just not, no.
Yeah, that may not necessarily be the case. Right. Hey, Jocelyn, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Take this to our Twitter and our Instagram. Maybe DM us. Let us know what you think. Radio Now AM Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
All right, be honest here. Anybody ever go maybe late night, early morning to somebody's place for a booty call? I have.
I mean, yeah.
Liv, there's no way in your life you've never went over for a booty call.
Not since college, okay?
Okay, well, duh, you're in a relationship now, but okay. Gosh. She's like, my parents are listening.
You're my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy. I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'll come over later for a booty call for you to make it good. Okay, well, this involves a booty call gone bad. A New Jersey woman set a man's home on fire after accepting a 4 a.m. booty call. By the way, does anybody think 4 a.m. is too late?
I can do
about a 2 to like 3 a.m. kind of a booty call window, but even then, like, I'm not going to be that good.
Dude, 4 is okay.
My last year of college, I wouldn't even go over to a guy's house at 11 p.m. to watch a movie, because I was like, that is too booty call. 11 p.m. is a booty call. 4 a.m.?
No, but like I was saying, I'd rather have an 11 p.m. booty call, you know, like, you know, so it's not too late. 3 or 4 a.m., I'm like, dude, I need to be sleeping.
No, eye rolling emoji.
What, pork chops, a night owl, a night booty owl?
4 a.m. is fine. Woo,
no, woo, you're give insane. Me that. Woo, woo.
That's the best time.
Okay, well, now we know what happened.
Now we know what happens before he comes to work.
Yeah, no kidding. That's right. No wonder he was on time today. All right, well, anyways, she went to a man's house and set it on fire after accepting this booty call because, well, he had fallen asleep.
Oh, gosh.
The woman arrived at the house, knocked on the front door, but he did not answer. After he wouldn't answer her text, she went to a gas station where she bought a lighter fluid, and matches. The woman returned and set a fire outside his front door, which spread and destroyed his entire home.
Oh my gosh. Lived?
The victim was able to get out of his house through a window. The woman was found shortly after the accident and was arrested. She's charged with attempted homicide, aggravated arson, and aggravated assault. Dude, you know she must have been good, right? Like crazy in bed.
Well, I mean,
she definitely
crazy.
Was crazy. Definitely was crazy. Probably crazy in bed, but she was definitely crazy.
So I guess this, you know, it's a little friendly reminder to make sure you don't miss a booty call, because bad things can happen.
Or maybe, you know, vet who you're going to booty call first.
I don't think there's time. When a booty call arrives, you just have to go with it and see what happens. That's your dummy of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. But you can call us right now, 833-563-2539, if you would like to play a little game this morning called the Name 5 and 10 game. If you win, you're going to get a Blu-ray combo pack for John Wick 3, starring Keanu Reeves, Halle Berry, and more. It's available for a digital download August 23rd and DVD on demand September 10th. But let's get you hooked up with that right now, 833-563-2539. We'll start off with Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Are you ready to play the Name 5 and 10 game?
Yes, I am.
All right, I need you to get out a speaker or Bluetooth, and I'm going to explain it for anybody else that might be calling in how it works. For example, pork chop, I want you in 10 seconds to name 5 colors in the rainbow. Go.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, pink.
All right, that was very easy, but yes, that is correct. All right, do we have an understanding of what I'm talking about here, Lindsay?
Yes.
All right, cool. No further delay this morning, producer Porkchop, as soon as he finishes the question, we will begin. We're going to do Name 5 and 10. Porkchop, go ahead and ask Lindsay the question.
In 10 seconds, name 5 ways you can consume potatoes. Go.
Mashed, fried, you can do it double stuffed, you can do it...
Lindsay, you only got like 3 of them. Darn it. 833-563-2539. We'll go to Justin this morning. Hey, Justin, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good, man. Trying to hook you up with this John Wick's DVD. All you got to do is name five different ways you can eat potatoes in 10 seconds. Go.
Mashed, hash browns, boiled, no, poached. Wait, no, damn.
That's an egg.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this is so hard. I thought we would be able to do this much easier, but we're really struggling. Justin, thank you for calling in. Let's go to another line. We've got DJ. Hey, DJ. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. We're going to begin right now, DJ, and hopefully you'll be the winner. Here we go. DJ, give me five different ways you can eat potatoes. Go.
French fries, hash browns, baked potatoes, fried potatoes.
Oh! Oh! You were so close!
DJ, come on, man!
So close.
DJ, oh, brother, I'm so sorry. 833-563-2539. I can't believe we got so many people we're trying to go through this morning to do it. Molly, hi. You're on the show.
Hi.
All right, Molly, get ready. As soon as I finish the question, the clock begins. I need you to name five different ways you can eat potatoes in 10 seconds. Go.
Au gratin, mashed, hash browns, french fries, twice baked potatoes.
That is a winner. Congratulations, Molly. You know what I was surprised? Nobody brought up tater tots.
How about baked? Did anyone say baked?
She said baked.
Baked would work. Tater tots, potato salad.
Home fries.
All those will work. Well, hey, Molly, congratulations. You are a winner today for the Name 5 and 10 game. You're getting that Blu-ray combo pack for John Wick 3, starring Keanu Reeves, Halle Berry, and more. Available digitally August 23rd and on DVD and on demand September 10th. Congratulations. And in honor of that, I do have a little song for you, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Molly, hang on the line and feel free
hey
to sing along.
It's May, and I just wanted to remind you that my favorite food is potatoes.
Potatoes. Potatoes. Potatoes.
Potatoes. I'll eat them all day. Potatoes. She eats potatoes, he eats potatoes, I eat potatoes, we all eat potatoes.
P-O-T-A-T-O, potatoes.
She eats potatoes, he eats potatoes, I eat potatoes, we all eat potatoes.
P-O-T-A-T-O, potatoes.
Happy National Potato Day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. That will do it for a Monday edition of the show. If you missed anything or want to check it out again, go to RadioNowIndy.com. Social media-wise, follow the show and then find everybody on there. They're all linked up. Radio Now AM Show for Twitter and for Instagram. I got to go home today. I got to clean up. I had my buddy Chad over, and apparently, like, we trashed the house, according to my wife. So I got to clean that up. That's not good. That's on my honey to-do list. And then after that, I've got to find a way to cancel my dentist appointment. I forgot.
Why?
I'm supposed to get a root canal today, and I really don't want to do that today. So I'm going to call
don't
in sick.
Don't cancel.
Liv, it's a root canal. So that's what I'm looking at. We'll see if I can push it back a few more days. What do you got going on, Liv the Web Girl?
I really, really am craving avocado toast. And my
you
friend,
always do.
I know. And my friend that I always eat avocado toast with, I go over to her apartment and I make it. She has to work.
How are you going to eat avocado toast?
I don't know. So I might go to a restaurant just like by myself and have some avocado toast by myself. I did that last week. And I like trying new places' avocado toast. Like, I always order avocado toast, but I like going around in different restaurants.
All right. Well, good luck on your search for that avocado toast. What about you, Pork Chop?
I did a great job cleaning my house over the weekend, but there's one thing that I want to do. I want to steam clean my carpets. So if anyone in the Fishers area has a steam cleaner I could borrow today, please call up 833-563-2539 so I could borrow it. I'll return it.
Okay. Yeah. You got to quit going to the bathroom on the carpet. Is that blaming on your pets?
Yeah.
Or maybe it was his date that stayed over this past weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even want to get into that. All right. Well, hey, listen, we can't do any of that unless we get the heck out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.